We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Tzadik Hei Amud Beis, and we are beginning from the Mishnah, Tzadik Hei Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah, Toilish Ma'otzot Nokov. We know there's an Isser of Toilish on Shabbos. You're not allowed to pull something out of its Mokom Gedula, something that's growing, you can't cut it off. So, but it has to be Mechubal Karka. So what about Toilish Ma'otzot Nokov, Yechayiv? It has to be a Mechubal Karka and Mokom Gedula. So, if you have a flower pot that has a hole, then you are chayiv because it's being yoinik from the ground, so it's mechuber. But it doesn't have a flower pot without a hole, then you're potter. It's aser, but it's potter mederaisa. It's not called mechuber lekarka. Rav Shimon potter rezev. Shimon holds that you're potter for both. You're potter from both. And you're going to tell me, back to the Rabbanon, that we find toilish, even if it's not mechubal karka, we find toilish, maybe cutting off a hair is toilish on Shabbos, cutting off a nail is toilish on Shabbos, we have a feather. The teretz is that when you cut off a flower, so usually the way it grows is mechubal karka. So if it's growing away, it's not mechubal karka, it's not the derech yinika that way, and therefore, if you cut it off, it's not derech yinika, so there toilish will only be a issa midra banam. That's according to the Rabbanon. So Otzos Nokov is Chayiv, Enoch is Potter. Rav Shimon, Poitav is Zev. Shimon holds both Otzos Nokov and Otzos Enokov are both Potter. He holds that's never called Mechubal Karka. He holds even with a hole in it, as long as it's in a flower pot, that's not called Mechubal Karka. So it's not the normal way of Yonik Mekarka, and therefore he holds both cases are Potter. Zog to Gemara, Romle, Abai Rava, Abai Yasekash, L'Rav, Amle, Chia, Abai Rav, L'Rav Chanon, Rav Shimon, Poyte, B'zeh, B'zeh. The Losh Rav Shimon, Poyte, B'zeh, B'zeh, sounds like there's Poyte, Sai, Nokov, or any Nokov, Sai, if it has a hole, add a hole, it's Mashmah, the same thing. Alma, Nokov, L'Rav Shimon, Kesha, any Nokov, Mashmah. So Mashmah, Rav Shimon, holds, they're exactly the same. A flower pot with a hole, it's exactly the same like a flower pot without a hole. But Amir, Amas, Yasekash, we see that Rav Shimon was Mechalik a little bit between the two flower pots. Rav Shimon Omer, Ein Beinokov, Shein Nokov, Ela, Lahachshe Zroyim Blavav. There is no nafkimina between Otz Nokov and Otz Enokov. Only got to be one thing. The halacha is that for something to become Tomei, it has to have Hechsher, it has to have water, go on it. Then we know there's seven Mashkin, has to go into the seven Mashkin. And once that seven Mashkin, it becomes Huchsher Lekabel Tumma. But if it's still Mechub Lekarka, it's not called Hechsher. You know, Hagav Asvicha, like the Gemara says, then everything in the world will be Hechsher because everything grows and everything rains on it, gets watered. But once it's attached, that's not called Hechsher. It has to be detached. Agav, the Rishonim explained that the Varn of Hechsher is that's like the Gemara. When you detach something, you have to wash it first to make it clean because it comes dirty from the earth. So Hechsher is usually like the Gemara, makes it now it's royal to eat. Now it's royal Kabbal Tumma. But when it's attached, Hechsher doesn't work. So Zok to Rav Shimon, that if something gets wet and it's in a flower pot, so if it does not have a hole, then it's Hechsher because it's not attached to the ground. But if it has a hole, then it's cool attached to the ground and it's Hechsher does not work on that. It's not Huchsher Lekabel Tumah. So Ein Bein Nokov, Shein Nokov, Lehechsher Zeram Bavat. This is Rav Shimon talking. So you see, for Rav Shimon, there is a nafka mina between Nokov and Ein Nokov. Our Mishnah says, Poitah Bezeh, Bezeh, sounds like they're exactly the same. There is a nafka mina. On Malaysia, the answer no. L'chol mili, Rav Shimon k'toros mashla. It's true. Rav Shimon holds that otzus nokov, even an otzus with a hole, is exactly like otzus shein nokov. It's mamish called talish. And legabe what? Legabe Shabbos. Rashi says legabe mashicha. That the loch is that karka you kind of with kesef, not mashicha. Here you kind of mashicha, even otzus nokov. And another loch is to write a prosbul, you have to own a piece of karka. Could you own a flower pot that has a hole in it? No, it's also not called karka. So it's never called karka. Only regarding tumma is it called if it's called attached. Why? Shiny and tumma that Torah ribsa tahara etzel zram. The Torah said that it'll be tahar because the Torah was ribsa tahara etzel zram. So now I'll call zera zerua shia zereya. It says a bunch of times the word zera, and that's the only thing that's kabel hechsher. And what does zera mean? Something you could take it around and plant it. And something that's attached even a little bit does not include in zera. It's not the same level as detached or zera, and therefore anything that's attached even through a flower pot, even through a hole in a flower pot, we enough mechuber that hechsher will not work. But only there because you have extra ribuy. But everywhere else, according to Rav Shimon, a flower pot with a hole is like no hole. and it's not called attached. This certain zaken asked the shafan Rav Zeira, shoyrish keneged hanekev. This question is for Rav Shimon, who holds that a otzitz with a hole is not called mechuba. So he declares like this: let's say the roots of the plant are mamish keneged the hole. So maybe it's mamish being yonik from the ground. It's mamish keneged the hole and sitting on the floor has a hole. It's mamish it's being yonik from the ground. Mali om Rav Shimon. What does Rav Shimon hold over there? That's what the Husav asked from Rav Zeira. So ishtek lovel amidi. So Rav Zeira didn't answer. He didn't know. Zimlechad, a different time. Ashkeche, this zokin found Rav Zeira, the Yosef Ka'amar, he was saying, Umayda Rav Shimon shenike v'kteita rasai. Rav Shimon's maida, that if the hole in the flower pot is as big as the hole that makes a klicheres tahar, that means when you have a earthenware keli, we'll see later on, there's different type of shiurim, what makes it but not a good keli anymore. How big the hole has to be. So the halach is, if you have a klicheres that's tameh, it can be terrible in the mikvah. The only way to make a tahor is you have to break it. What's called breaking it? So the Gemara is saying later on, if you make a hole the size of an olive, a zayis, that makes a tahor. So Rav Zeira said over that Rav Shimon's maida that if the flower pot has a hole the size of a zayis, then it's called mechuba lekarka. So Amalei, so the zaken asked Rav Zeira, I don't understand you. When the root is connected to the hole, even if a small hole, Bayi Menachah asked you a question, he said you don't know. You're telling me that if it has a hole the size of an olive, that's enough? If a root is connected to the hole, that's much more of a reason to say that it's attached to the ground. And you're saying with a hole the size of a zayis, that's enough? Even if the root is not connected to that hole? What's going on there? Omar Abaya. It's a good kasha. So Abaye says, "V'itma lahad Rav Zeira hachil itma." If you're going to learn the words of Rav Zeira, that Rav Shimon's ma'ida, you have to learn like this: "Ma'ida Rav Shimon shem nikiv lamater meravius." That Rav Shimon's ma'ida, that if this hole that's the size of a zayis is with close to the ground, either on the bottom or to the side, so close that it can't even hold a revius, then Taka Rav Shimon will agree it's called attached to the ground. Now, what's the pshat? Because once you have vatel from Torah's kli so much that you can't use it for anything, you can't even use it as a little shard for anything, so it can't be called on that offer talosh. It's not in the kli, it's on the ground, it's not even in the kli. And therefore, it will be called attached, even according to Rav Shimon. But if the hole, even if it's the size of a zayis, it's a little higher, so there, the bottom could be still used as a kli. If you just use the bottom as a kli, it's called a gistera. So then, Rav Shimon will not be, at least Rav Zeira will be moida, if the shayrish is connected to the neck, will be moida, then maybe there it's not called mechuber. Because it's still a keli, it's still sitting in a utensil. If sitting in a utensil, it could be, it's not called mechuber lekarka. So, akaponim, what we're coming out is that the rabbanon hold, if there's a hole, it's called otzos nakuv, and it's be yearning from the karka, and it's enough that it's called mechuba lekarka. According to Rav Shimon, otzitz nakuv is not called mechuba lekarka. But if the root is connected that hole, then it's a shaila. And if it is a hole that's very close to the ground, then even Rav Shimon will be moida. And if you look back at the Mishnah, Rashi Taka says that the Rabbanon who hold that otzitz nakuv is chayiv, he says, v'afilu hanekev v'dafna, even if it's on the side. Because the Bavarian this thing that even on the side is of a hole, because on the side, if it's a hole on the bottom, it's very possible even Rav Shimon will be maskim, if it's the size of a zayis and it's on the bottom, then it'll be enough to be called the otzos nakuv and it'll be called mechuba lekarka, even according to Rav Shimon. Once we mentioned about klicheres, now Rava is going to teach us a little hilchas tuma. Amar Rava, chamesh midos beklicheres. There's five different levels of holes that could happen to a kli cheres, to an earthenware keli. Number one, nikev kemoitzi mashka. If it has a very small hole that liquid could drip out, this is a tiny hole. The loch is tar miltame gistera. It's tar from having tumas gistera. What does gistera mean? If you have a broken shard of a cheres, so if sometimes it's big enough, they can hold a revius of water in it. If that thing gets a tiny hole, that mashka will drip out, it loses its shame keli. Why? Because when you have a little hole, what do you have to do? You have to put something under it to catch it. you don't put a gistera under a gistera. You don't put a shard under a shard. So once a shard gets a hole, you throw it in the garbage and you get yourself another shard. So even that, such a small hole, it'll be tarma time, time of gistera. It won't be tumma as a keli called a gistera, because such a hole will make it not usable, the shard. But dying kliu kares b'mechatas. But if the big klicheres has a hole that size, will still be kosher to use for para aduma as a shame keli for everything. Nikiv kainis mashke, if this big klicheres gets a hole the size of kainis mashke, it's a little bigger. This is where mashke can get in. So that needs a bigger hole. For something to drip out, it's going to be a tiny hole. But for mashke to get in, if you put this on top of mashke, the mashke water is able to get in, that has to be a little bigger. So it has a size, a hole that size, then tar mekash b'mechatas. You can't use it. It's not a keli. The halacha is for paraduma. It says, nosamayim chayim el keli. It needs a kli. So it's not a kli to make kiddush of paraduma in there. Why not? Because it has a hole of kainis mashke, and mechatas is mashke. So since it's going to be used for mashke, it's not a keli for mechatas. But v'adayin kli l'hachshav zrom. But it's still a keli that the zraim inside it are called talush, and it's called in a flower pot that's not nakuv. It's not called a hole, l'gavi otzas nakuv, and anything, any flowers in here will still be, if it gets wet, we're called huchshur l'zraim. Why? Because it's not considered on the ground, it's not considered attached to the ground, it's considered in the keli. It's enough of a keli, even though it has a whole, even kindness mashka, but it's still called a full-fledged keli that's not attached to the ground at all. That's second level. Third level, nikiv kasheris katan. There's a hole the size of a small root, which is less than a zayis. So here already, it's called attached to the ground. This is a shear of atzis nakov. If you're wondering in the Mishnah, what's called atzis nakov, sheris katan is called atzis nakov. A small root, that's a size hole that's called atzis nakov, it's called attached to the ground. So then, tarm lachsh mezram. Now, if it gets wet, it's not hokshar wak, it's attached to the ground. It's called the atzis nakav. This is classic atzis nakav that, according to a chum, has all dinim of mechav l'karka, because it has a hole the size of a root. But dying clear l'kav v'zesim, but it's still called a keli. That means if you have an earthenware keli with a hole in it the size of a small root, it's still called a keli. And if it was tame, then not become tar, because a dying clear l'kav v'zesim, you still could have a kabel in it, olives. That's level number three. Level number four is nikiv kamoitz zaysim. If it has a hole the size of a zayis, then tarm lekabel zaysim. Which means to say is it's not makabel tumah makan lahaba. And also, if it was tameh, it became tar now, because you lost the shame klicheres. But let's say it gets a hole in it, and now it's tar. Now, and it has a hole of zaysim, I can still make it back into a keli. I can say, you know what? I want to be miyachid. I want to set it aside to hold pomegranates. And then it could become a kli. A dying kli hu l'kabel ramayim. It could still become a keli to makabel pomegranates. That means if I'm miyachid, I set it aside for that. The fifth level, if it has holes the size of a pomegranate, that's a big hole, nikiv kamitzer ramayim, then tar makulum. It's tar from everything. It's not a kli anymore. The only way it could be tame, Rashi says, is if I set aside a shard for a gistera to hold like little liquid, then it could be tame. But Be'etzem, this klicheres now is tar. That's a fifth level. And the Brice ends off, from hook of some apostle, the halacha is that if something's in a oil ha-mace, everything in a oil, same oil, the same room as a mace, same roof, under the same roof as a mace, as that person, becomes tame. But if the thing is covered in a sealed keli, then it does not become tame. So he says, if you have a keli with a hole the size of a pomegranate, but it's covered, sealed shut, it's everything in it is still tahar. The hook of some apostle, the only time it loses the same keli for oil ha-meis, actually yifachis rubai. It has to be roiv of the kli is broken. But if roiv of the kli is still here and it has a seal on it, then the law, it has a cover on it, the law is that everything in it is not makabel tumah from the meis. Ad kam rova's memra. Omar Ravasi says, Shemati, I heard, Klicheres, Shi'uroi, Kemoitzi Rimon. I heard the Klicheres, the Shira is Moitzi Rimon. And Lacher, it's not like Rava, because Rava said the Shira is Moitzi Zayas. The Stam Shir, it looks like a Yachid, it's set aside for pomegranates, but the Stam Shir is that if it has a hole of an olive already, then it becomes not a Kli. So here he says, the Shira is Moitzi Rimon, like a pomegranate. Amay Rava. So Rava said, "What do you mean? Maybe Shemal Shemata. Maybe you heard that Shir El Mukum Sama Apostle. Maybe you heard that regarding something as an Oil HaMeis, that the Shir is that if it's Meitzi Riman already, it can't protect anything from the Tami Meis." That's what Rava said to him. Great thing, Gemara. What do you mean, Rava? Rava Dama, Rava, you said Hamukav Sama Apostle Shavachos Rubai. You said that the Shir of Hamukav Sama Apostle is until it gets Riva. The hole is on Riva of the Keli. Not the Rimain. And here he's saying maybe he heard by Rimain. Rimain's not enough to make it. It has to be if Chashu has to arrive. Well, like Kasha, Haba Ravari, Haba Zutari. One's a big Kaylee, one's a small Kaylee. So Rashi doesn't really explain what's a big Kaylee or a small Kaylee, but he does explain what the Gemara means. It says Ravari, when it's a big Kaylee, has to be Rive. When it's Rive, broken, then it doesn't protect the stuff inside it from a Tommy Mace. Haba Zutri, by a small one, then the Shira is Rimain. And it sounds like even if it's Rive, it's not enough. It needs even more, Rimain. But Tais doesn't like the Pshat for a lot of reasons. And Tais says, therefore, the other way. And it's more Mustav L'char the other way. That by Rav Ravi, by a big Kaylee, you don't have to wait till it gets broken by Rive. Sheer pomegranate already makes it not a good Kaylee. It does not protect you from the mace. By a Zutri, there, it's small, it's pretty small. So a pomegranate shear is like even more than Rive. There, it's enough with Rive. That's Tais learns. By a Ravavi, it's enough with a Rimon. By a Zutri, where a pomegranate is bigger than the Kaylee, then it's enough, but Rive, to make it ice Kaylee, it will not protect the stuff inside it from Tumer Mace.